Okay, now we're good.
I finally missed out on my bike. First of all, I didn't look where I'm at. I thought maybe we're at 6th Street. That's why.
Ronnie.
I texted him, but he was driving, so he didn't text me back. So I called him. He and I were driving around trying to find a spot.
Ron, Todd, Greg.
Greg.
Okay. Go ahead and start the Historic Preservation Commission meeting.
Could you hand that back?
Okay, for Thursday, February 14th, 2019, we'll go ahead and call the meeting order right off the bat with roll call.
Okay, Mark Stouffer Hunter.
Here.
Tim Overbrocklin.
Here.
Todd McNall.
Here.
Ron Moosman.
Here.
Ron Lower. Crystal Walter. Diana Pagan. Arthur Kim.
Here.
Okay, great. To acknowledge any of our guests today, if you're here for any agenda item or a topic that Amanda brought.
I'm Amanda McKnight Grafton, Friends of Cedar Rapids Historic Preservation, and I'm here for action item 4A.
Okay, great.
Bob Grafton, and it's not on the agenda, but just want to field some questions to the commission and the staff regarding the third annual conversion.
Can you do that during public comment?
Is that something we can do during public comment? Or?
I would say no. We can talk afterwards.
We could say it, we just can't discuss it.
So it can't, about? It can't be a question then.
Right.
Make a statement?
Oh, okay.
Make a statement, yeah. We can hear that.
Yeah, during public comment, yes.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. I've just got one thing to say.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good. And we'll go with that. We'll go ahead and open up the public comment period. We have a couple people in the audience that would like to make a statement or have a.
St. Clair Heritage has our meetup tomorrow night at the History Center, 5:30 p.m. Everybody's invited.
Okay.
Mark's going to be there.
What's it called?
Friday night meetup. This one's at the History Center. 5:30. Open to everybody.
All right. Great. Thanks, Cindy. Bob?
This is in regards to the Paving for Progress, the Third Avenue Southeast conversion. Representing the Wellington Heights Neighborhood Association. There's three collateral streets that are scheduled to be closed, and there is a Jackie Chauncey Memorial Island, which is leads into the Grand Avenue Historic District. So just want you guys to be aware, and if there's an opportunity. I think there's an upcoming presentation in March, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want some information, just shoot me an email or some Adams would give you better information.
Okay.
Is that presentation going to be for us? Or?
Yes. Yep. Okay. No, it's for the commission.
It'll be here, yeah.
On the Third Avenue conversion and all that entails.
Mm-hmm. We'll have the special just for us here at the HPC Commission. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, great. Any other public comments? We'll go ahead and close that portion of the meeting if that's it for that. Thank you very much. We need to approve. Ron! Okay, you're officially here now.
Yes.
Okay. Great. All right, we need to approve the meeting minutes from our last official meeting, so give a moment in case some of you have not had a chance to look over all of those information from the minutes, and then we'll need a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from January 24th. Yes, Dan.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting.
Yeah, he made a motion. We need a second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Minutes approved. And we are up to presentations. Update on the low lift building, or I guess some of us call it the intake valve station, whatever.
So we have Bruce Jacobs here with Utilities Department for the city to give an update.
Great. Thank you for being here.
Yes, my pleasure. This might actually be kind of anticlimactic, but I'll just kind of tell the story here as briefly as I can and get on to questions. But when I came to you back in October, it was near the start of our budgeting process, and I kind of wanted to start a conversation with you all, knowing that there would probably be some interest in this old structure we call the old river intake. As the budget process wore on, it was pointed out to me that we needed to do some deeper prioritization of the spending I was proposing. Mm-hmm. And by way of background, I manage the capital improvement program for the water and wastewater utilities. Mm-hmm. So that falls under my purview. And debt financing is what funds most of that program, issuance of bond debt by the city. And it turns out that this year the access to the issuance of debt is going to be more limited than I thought. So as a consequence, came the realization that building new stuff is a higher priority than taking down old stuff. And consequently, the old river intake demolition was my initiative. I'm not married to it, but I was mm-hmm. just trying to clean up some loose ends as my career winds down. Mm-hmm. So long story short, the project's being postponed pretty much indefinitely.
Okay.
And internally in the department, we'll be reviewing it on an annual basis. And if anybody has any comments or wants to discuss it.
So we're going to make a dance hall out of it now?
What's that?
Make a dance hall out of it?
If you can find a funding source.
My immediate question is, if people have interest in the future of it, are you still the point person to contact?
Yeah, them? I should be. Personally.
Okay, very good. We just want to make sure that we had that apparatus in place still.
But again, the plan right now is to simply keep it secure, like
okay.
we always have.
Keep it secure.
Just
it's going to stay.
Just replaced the fence recently. Yeah. It's all buttoned up.
So. Okay, it'll stay put for now. And then we'll keep encouraging if there are people in the public that or other interested parties want to have inquiries about any potential plans, come to the city and start that process. Okay. Any other questions?
That's my update.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions about this? We appreciate the update very, very much. You're right. It was a little anticlimactic.
Well, we caught it early enough in the process.
Yeah, yeah. So. No, that's okay. From a preservation standpoint, it's nice to know that there's potentially a lot more time to come up with potentially creative ideas about what to do with that. And there's not. Takes away a little bit of urgency that we have so many times in these historic preservation issues. So appreciate your time again for coming and being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Free. Bruce, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, on to action items. We'll go on to action item A, the endorsement of the 2019 Historic Preservation Showcase. And of course, Amanda Grafton McKnight is here representing Friends of Cedar Rapids Historic Preservation. And so, glad to have you here. Yeah, Tim.
Amanda wants to speak first. She can.
Yeah, no. Should Amanda speak? Yeah, did anybody want to come around or speak to us more directly? Or?
Why she's coming around, could I just pose a question?
Yeah.
How did this go from a discussion item for a nonprofit to something that needs to be endorsed when the money's already been set aside by city? It was supposed to just be a discussion item last time to keep HPC involved in what's going on, and then somehow it got brought back as an endorsement. I'm not sure how that
happened. I think Amanda should shed some light on that.
Yeah, it was requested by commission members at
yeah.
the last meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark made a... Are we talking about the preservation showcase?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark asked that it be... that the commission gives some sort of endorsement, so that's why it was placed
yeah.
on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. thank you for giving us mm-hmm. your time. And I think that at your last meeting, that Adam and Tim shared with you some pictures from the 2018 mm-hmm. Preservation Showcase. This year, we will be expanding to having kind of a progressive party on the 800 block that will include the neighbors of the Al-Sadi, PCI, MedQ, the History Center, the Masonic Library, and we're still talking to the genealogy and to the art museum. So we will have the annual preservation awards to give to those people that have done individuals or groups that have done outstanding work in historic preservation in the city. There will also be tours, not only of the historic buildings, but museums, and have a bus tour. I know everybody enjoys those in the community. Then we are going to have a window repair workshop you know that all of you as HPC deal with people, applicants coming before you all the time about wood windows and repair. So we thought that that would be a positive topic that would be popular for people attending. The wood workshop will show things about reglazing and about hanging weights and re-roping will be some of the things that are featured during that presentation. We are having the awards ceremony that will be in the History Center in the, please help me with the name of the room, I apologize.
The Pilcher Program Room.
The Pilcher Program Room, which is absolutely beautiful and has the Grant Wood stained glass window. So it's going to be a very fun-filled, it'll be about from 11:30 until 5, and just some really positive opportunities. HPC members, that you are more than welcome to, we can always use volunteers, so you're more than welcome to volunteer and help us in the way you'd like to, and with the awards or nominations. But if you'd just like to kick back and come and enjoy it, you're welcome to do that. It's, again, open to the public, and we would very much appreciate the HPC's endorsement of this event. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer those.
Mm-hmm. I move that we endorse the 2019 Historic Preservation Showcase.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very
much.
Wholeheartedly. Yes. Endorsed by this Cedar Rapids Historic Preservation Commission.
It will absolutely
absolutely.
As all of our marketing material.
Put our stamp of approval on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Amanda, for coming. Appreciate it very much. Okay. Next action item, 4B, might be a little connected to you.
Yeah.
Local historic land. Oh, did staff have anything further to say about that? Local historic landmark designation application for the Whitmer Grocery Company building, also known as Bottle Works Loft Condominiums.
Lauren. So staff received the application from Commission Member Ron Miller. So thank you for filling that out. And I'll just kind of briefly go on over some background of the building. Most of the information is in your packet already. So if you have more questions about the building, please feel free to read through that. The building was built in 1946, and it was listed on the National Register in 98. It meets criteria A, which is associated with events that make it significant. And so kind of the National Register listing and Ron's application kind of talks about its importance with kind of being part of the railroad industrial corridor. And also just being one of the most important grocery wholesalers in Cedar Rapids. That's a little bit of background about it. If you're not familiar, it's located in the Nuvo area on 3rd Street. Well, that doesn't pop up, never mind. And then here's some pictures of the outside and then a historic picture of the inside to give you an idea. It's kind of gets confused with the other building next to it, which has balconies.
Right,
Warner Tower Place.
Yeah, I don't believe that's on the National Register.
And that's about 25 years older than this, mm-hmm. and it's been more of an adaptive reuse of that. But just to point out, the picture on the right here is an old picture. That's actually soda pop being bottled in the building, which is why we call it Bottle Works.
I found this very interesting, mm-hmm. Was that there was something different on every floor. Yeah. So I live on the potato chip floor.
Yeah.
On
that
floor.
You like potato chips. Right?
Yeah, and having been involved with redoing all the geothermal piping, it was interesting to see you'd come across holes and things that mm-hmm. you didn't know why they were there. And then you find out it was where the oil came in from the cars and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, kind of next steps would be to submit, after a recommendation would be to submit this to SHPO for review, and then as we followed last time, after it was reviewed and recommended by SHPO, it goes to City Planning Commission and City Council. And I would just mention that this is a pretty straightforward application just because it's already on the National Register, so it's kind of a shoo-in for local landmarking.
I was a project architect for Water Tower Place. I thought Water Tower Place was a Whitworth building.
No, no, no. Water Tower Place was built by the Churchill Drug Company, which evolved into McKesson Robin, and was built in the mid-20s, whereas Whitworth is right after World War II. So Whitworth had all that real estate on that block except for the Water Tower building, because where the New Bow City Park is now, the green space and the parking lot, there were even more Whitworth grocery buildings there. One of those had actually been an old former Cedar Rapids school, the old Monroe School was there.
That was the property that had the, can't think of the right term, it had a lot of restrictions on development on that property, where the parking lot is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they actually couldn't build on it and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Right, and the city took out a block of 10th Avenue Southeast as part of that, this project as well. If I remember right, Vice President Al Gore came in to the grand opening of this in 1998. I do remember that being a pretty big deal at the time. But yeah, Water Tower.
What was it called before? Low-income housing?
Osada.
Oh, Osada.
Yeah, yeah. Osada, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Tim?
Have you read all this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I read this when we did the original application back. Most of the information you have for a local landmark application is really borrowing from what we have in the National Register.
Yeah, and then what I tried to do with the application, the local landmarking, was take it from that OSADA forward. So
right.
Some of the things that happened in the transition to, Fred Timko and Point Builders and what they did, and the whole idea around the idea of the New Bow area and the art connection with the Grantwood and so forth.
Yeah. Is there anything, Mark, that you think might be missing that would need to be added?
I'm looking at it here. It's got the information about, I mean, really, it doesn't have a real complicated history. I mean, it was Whitworth Grocery Warehouse, and then it was grocery warehousing under different names for a while. In fact, they were still storing groceries in this building into the early 1980s. And then it went to this conversion to housing under two different names. And other than that, the only changes we've really seen in the building is that we had there was a restaurant there for a while.
Right.
Yeah, Moods was in there for a while, and then we had the hair salon in there. So
no,
really,
Moods is the hair salon.
Right?
I forget the name of the...
What's the name of the restaurant?
Gatherings.
Gatherings. There you go.
Was in there before. So.
If you're comfortable with everything that you've read, I'd make a motion to endorse this to move forward to the state.
Can I ask just one quick question?
Yes.
Is this owned by an association?
Yes.
Or is it privately owned?
Yeah, so we had a couple of different discussions. So I sent the declaration. So there's one of the things I think that the association learned from the Water Tower experience was that the common space management had to be voted on by the entire owner population there. Mm-hmm. With Bottle Works declaration, all the common spaces, the outside spaces, everything that's governed by the historical preservation piece is done by the board, so it does not require any owner membership to vote on any of the outside activities. If we have to, like right now, we're working with Bob and trying to figure out water infiltration on the windows, and so we've got to do some type of possibly tuck pointing and so forth. So that's all done by the board. Okay. So individual owners just, they don't have any, in the declarations, those are all designated as common space and governed by the board. So, yeah.
Did you know that Water Tower Place has water intrusion issues also?
Yes, I do. I've been there when it intruded.
Gotcha. Ron, in your building, let's say, you need to replace the windows. Is that your responsibility?
No, that's the association. So, all the other. In fact, we've got an issue with replacing the lights on there because of when those windows were purchased during the Osada timeframe, they were brought from Colorado, and the change in pressure caused a lot of the seals to break. So we have a lot of panes with condensation. So the association, we pay into a common fund, and then we get on a list for our windows to be replaced. But the board allocates that fund and does all the replacements.
So even though the interior tenants didn't really have a vote, are they aware of what you're doing?
Yeah, there's an annual meeting. Again, so on large projects and so forth, we do use a fact-finding activity where we take and we canvass for, you know, it's not a vote, a non-binding vote on what we're doing and so forth. So we make sure that people are, first of all, aware of what we're doing, and two, that we didn't miss something as a board. I'm not on the board anymore, but when I was president, we used that for the geothermal, even though we had went through and worked with a law firm in Des Moines to determine through the declarations that the board could indeed, you know, allocate $1.3 million on behalf of the association. And indeed we could, but we did bring all the owners into meetings and told them what we were doing, provided, you know, basic project management.
Did you have a positive reaction?
Hmm?
Did you have positive reaction by most?
We actually would have made it if we'd had to work under the same rules as Water Tower. We had a 73% positive response. Okay, so yeah, we don't. What we didn't want to get into was in an emergency situation like we've had, the membrane roof has broken loose a couple of times, and we wanted it so the board can take care of that immediately without having to interact with the residents in order to secure the contractor and allocate the funds and so forth. So,
yeah. I'd like to second Tim's
repeated, or you
guys
have it done yet?
No, okay.
Okay, we got a motion and second to support the local landmark designation application for 905 3rd Street Southeast. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. HPC support?
Great. Yeah, and I'd appreciate any feedback too, because like, this is my first time, so.
or any one of you guys, I don't know who this is calling. And I brought it up before, but I'm just wondering, is there any way, since we're starting to get a lot of people as an encouragement, is there any way we could petition the city for funds? So like, this will be the fifth one, or sixth one. That we could ask a gift from our city to these people, because there's a lot of work to put these on, it's so time consuming, that we can get the bronze medal thing as a gift. I think they're about $250 a piece. I think it'd be nice.
And then we could make them all,
look the same. They can put whatever they want, and they don't have to put it up just because we give it to them. I'm still trying to order mine, to be honest. Yeah. But I think it'd be a really nice gesture from the city if someone's going to go to this much work, if we could give them that bronze. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree? Or?
Well, no, but then I go to other communities. A big example is Chicago. Any building that's on their local landmarks, they get a Landmarks Commission's plaque.
Because this will be the sixth one, and none of the six have any landmarking signs on them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can ask about that. It's a good idea.
Well, as we get more,
it wouldn't be a huge budget crunch because we only have one or two a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what the cost is?
They're right around between $250 and $400. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get a price on the one that we. You guys know what they look. You guys know what they look like in England? Mm-hmm. They're just round, and I don't know what they actually say on. You can also put whatever you want. You can put several in their building. That one is the city, but then I'm going to put a national one.
It's actually in Chapter 18.
I know that once we talked about it, but I would find it interesting if we did any more. We kind of voted it down just in discussion. But I just think they should be marked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 25th local landmark.
I don't know.
Does that matter?
I think
think so. It's kind of passed your time.
Well, the other way to think about that is there consideration of doing some sort of a guide or map or, you know, a way to get people to go, you know, have a list that people can...
I mean, since no one has great. Any to start yeah. with, mm-hmm. it'd be a good time to vote that in. Well, I can put my own number one sign if that was
yeah. Well, Tim, no matter what...
I have a t-shirt that says number one.
Tim, no matter what, you guys are number one.
So. But I just think it'd be neat, like, what's yeah. two?
Well, it's either Chelsea or Maude. I can't remember. Well, they were kind of simultaneous.
What about the church?
And then four is the church, five is Perkins, and this would be six. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be really neat if we could do that, then they would all match across the board. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially when we're gone.
Do we have any others on the works?
Do we have what?
Do we have any others in the works?
Yeah, I was going to, one that I've been approached by is the Mission of Hope building on B Avenue Northeast. Oh, I haven't talked to the staff about that. Yeah, the old Central Park Presbyterian.
Like on B Avenue?
Yeah, and it's actually already part of the National Historic.
And Friends is going to help the city as soon as they get out of the closet they're in mm-hmm. under the flood. We're going to help yeah. them do documentation to do
City Hall
and Paramount Building.
Yeah, the city's been involved with potentially putting Paramount Theater in the City Hall building as local landmarks. The History Center has expressed an interest in being a local landmark. The Douglas Mansion, and then there's also an interest from a very small building, Frida's Beauty Salon down on 12th Avenue Southeast, as part of the
That was my grandfather's grocery store.
Zacher's grocery store, yeah. Zacher's and then Frida's, but it's a great old...
South
yeah, it's Oak Hill neighborhood, 12th Avenue.
Carter, when you turn, it's a shortcut, when you pass the Euro hut.
So there's nearly a half dozen...
Oh, right on the corner.
Yeah, the brick buildings. So there's nearly a half dozen potentially could turn out even fairly quickly here, so... Word's getting out.
You guys budgeting yeah. over there for plaques. These type yeah. of numbers here. Yeah, but these take a long time to go through, so I would say at best you'd probably have two going through, so we're looking at probably $500-$700 budget.
Oh, it's Veterans Memorial.
that's the $1 million question, isn't it?
I have to more? Confirm that. I believe it is the city, though.
Yeah. And there'd be another one that'd be... Actually, it would be interesting if you could grow. Backup. We could do Veterans Memorial. I would say if we could do all of Mays Island.
Well, yeah, the whole thing's a National Historic District already. But
it'd be nice to build it as a historical landmark, but then you'd have to get the county to buy off
the county. Yeah, the county has
the courthouse.
Yeah, has the county, the courthouse. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of potential.
It has restrictions.
Yeah.
So if the city comes back and says they could possibly do that, then we will get something on the agenda about numbering it.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're going to be making them for the people. Or at least have a discussion about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it'd be interesting if we get 200 of these to be able to.
Well, they're just great PR, feel good. It's a good program. I think it generates a lot of good, positive buzz for the city. So, yeah.
And these do mount different ways. You can mount them on a pole.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks, Ron, for all the work you've been doing on this. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Which one do you both? Great. Okay, we have an action item 4C. Certificate of appropriateness for a window replacement at a house we've looked at before, 1407 2nd Avenue Southeast. I don't think we have no representative of the owner
nope.
is here today. So Lauren?
Just a reminder, about two meetings ago, I guess I could start with a picture, maybe that might help. You reviewed a window replacement that it was smaller than the original, and you denied that COA. Mm-hmm. And so the applicant has reapplied to do the correct size window, but with vinyl. As a review, this house was built in 1900. As I mentioned, yeah, you reviewed it two meetings ago. This house contributes to the district, but is not individually eligible. This is where it's located, 2nd Ave, the house itself, the picture. So a reminder that the guidelines generally recommend wood windows, but in this case, I believe the commission really denied the COA on the basis of the size of the window and not necessarily the materials. So for that reason, staff recommended approval of it because the applicant is using the correct size window.
Can we get a sense, I don't know if it'd be either by aerial or whatever, so we're all clear on exactly where the location is in relationship to the alley and or the street. So
that's a common way in front of it, right?
Google Earth is
yeah.
It's open.
It was if I remember, it's more towards the back, isn't it? It's more mm-hmm. yeah, it's closer to the alley. Yeah, it's just one, yeah. One.
Just for conversation purposes, I'm comfortable with mine since it's the
it's
back
right
of the house.
In the to the left.
Yeah, look for the common, look for the Commonwealth. Yeah, the Commonwealth.
To the left, you see the okay. U-shaped building. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, the Commonwealth.
Oh,
yeah. You're saying it's on the back?
Yes, it's the southwest back corner.
Southwest back corner. So it's not,
like
not visible from Second Avenue, but I suppose you could see it from the alley in the parking lot. But yeah, Ron.
When we say something is contributing but not eligible, what do we mean by not eligible?
Probably in this case, see, I would argue with this one because it's had so many modern modifications done to it. I mean, more than just siding, but some of the historic details, in my opinion, have been covered up. I think with
because if you just look at that picture, it looks like maybe it should be.
Yeah, that's a determination that we could challenge, and it's just one of those things where I think it's because of its age and who had the house, I think it would potentially be individually eligible, but that might have to happen after some of its original details would have to be brought back. Yeah.
I was just gonna say what you just said, you can always go backwards.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Cover these things, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, this house may not be eligible now, but I think it could be down the road.
And
so.
Who deemed it ineligible?
Whoever did the survey. So
exactly.
Yeah, that is their discretion. Yeah, that is their discretion. But they made a base set on all the modifications done to it.
Is that the painted? Is that the house that burnt next to it?
Yeah, the historic Olmsted house. Yeah.
That's eligible, correct?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's a Jocelyn Taylor design.
Has that been repaired?
It's in transfer situation right now from to a new owner, but there's a lot of legal things going on with that right now. So. That's it.
I would make a motion to approve putting the right size window in, and I'm comfortable with vinyl since it's at the rear of the house.
Okay.
Unless there's more discussion.
No, could I add a comment to that if we're approving? Is that will there be appropriate? There'll be appropriate follow-up to make sure it is the exact size, so and it's not like mm-hmm. half a foot shorter or something like that.
Right.
You want to make sure, and there's no impact on any framing, you know, on the outside. Okay.
What were they doing before, making the opening smaller?
They wanted to keep that size, and that looks terrible.
There's a wall inside there that he was trying to miss. I don't quite understand it, but and by putting a smaller window, he was able to do the wall or something. Isn't that what you guys said?
Is this what he was proposing? Or is this what,
this is what,
that's what he did without a permit.
Yeah, he did a small window without a permit.
I mean, if we're talking about it, that's not a permitted door either on that shelter or whatever that is going downstairs.
Well, we're not sure what's above that door either. It looks like something got covered up there, too. But I don't know, is there, do you guys see, do you make out, is that like a wood trim around that or not?
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, if that's an original trim, we don't want to see that pulled out. So it's one thing to replace the window the same size with vinyl, but that doesn't mean that they can take out the wood frame and put a vinyl frame in. So it's, I guess would be
so something. That we added? Can you add that to
we want to make sure, because that way if someone wants to do wood windows someday.
Because I just couldn't say this. Yeah.
Keep the original wood trim.
Yeah. Keep the original wood trim, please. Yeah, so if we can add that to the motion that Tim made, I just wanted to add that comment. So we'll need a second on that.
Second
for Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Jeez, you guys.
It's a holiday, Tim, that's why.
Yeah, really. An important one, too.
I know.
Especially
I know.
If you're married.
Okay, on to our usual discussion item, proactive preservation. Is anyone staff, anyone else have something to bring to the table?
We do actually have something for this.
Yes.
So we just wanted to let you know, so there's a new development. It went to City Planning Commission. So we wanted to let you know about this. It's located on, the mouse doesn't show up on here. It's located on Center Point Road. These are the addresses. And just to give you an approximate timeline, demolition, expecting demolition permit this summer potentially, and then construction would start like late summer, early fall. And then I just kind of did a screen grab of all the pictures, just or all the houses, just so you guys could get a glimpse. So 3016 Center Point Road, it was built in 1913. Mm-hmm. 3010, that one actually already went to HPC in November of 2017.
Yeah.
A hold was placed for like 7 days, and then the permit was issued in March. So that one's already demolished. 3004 Center Point Road, built in 1915. This is a dark picture, but 2956 Center Point Road, 1917. And then the last one is 3007 Oakland Road. We're not sure on the date it was built. Assessor says 1900, but usually that's just like a placeholder.
Yeah, that, a lot of these are former rural properties, especially this one. And these are country roads, so yeah, that could be off a little bit. I really appreciate this information because that gives us far more time to do additional potential research, which I know I will do and hopefully encourage others to do before we do get presented with a demolition permit application. Yeah.
Did you or did I miss? Did we know what's going in there?
It's an assisted living facility.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a wild card question. Are they planning to have driveways that connect Oakland Road to Center Point Road?
I don't think
that,
so.
That seems like a potential cut through for people to do.
I think the only access would be from Center
okay.
Point, if I'm
all
remembering
right.
correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes people are, if you look at the map there, the upper left is Casey's store.
Oh, on the corner.
And then on the upper right is the video store, family video, so to give you a kind of a perspective of what you're looking at here.
They are discussing, like, potentially down the road that middle road there would connect to it. But that's not current, what they're doing.
Right. And if anyone didn't notice yet, on the right side, Oakland Road is now two-way traffic in that area. But the houses on Center Point Road will kind of continue to follow a pattern. We've seen a lot of these properties being removed in recent years. It's being kind of converted over to commercial. Now on Oakland Road, it looks like it will punch a little bit of a hole in that road there. Now quite a few properties were taken down on the corner up there in 2002 for the video store, including the old Danish Maid Bakery and some other things that were there. So I don't know, I think my historian's brain tells me that it'd be worth looking into the who lived in these places, but I don't see anything that jumps out at me right away architecturally, although there might be potential for salvage for some of these properties as well. So that's the only comments I have about this, but I'm really appreciative that this is being brought to us very early. In the same way, if Commission recalls, we had some early news proactively about we might be seeing demolition permits down in Newbow soon, too, with the block between the Cherry Building and mm-hmm. Bill's Brothers Furniture. So we got kind of a heads up on that, too. So I think these are very helpful. They're very proactive, and it gets us well ahead of anticipating issues that may or may not have historic preservation considerations. So any comments from anyone else on this news, or Tim?
Do you think it'll be done in time for around the
night? Yeah.
Be done in time for what?
For
around
the night. Oh, I'm just taking the lap around.
Yeah. I was thinking, yeah.
Someone's
going to
have something in my diaper sometime.
I'll bring you some pudding. Okay, great. That's good. Anything else? Appreciate that very much. Yeah, Todd?
I'd like to urge the city to get my correct email on that list, on that group list.
Yeah, I'll look
Jillian
into
it. I've been going back and forth on it.
So it keeps bouncing back for some reason because I talked to
IT. I
don't
think I'm on the server list. I think my new email is not on the list for CR preservation.
Well, I worked with IT on that and we got it corrected.
Good.
But it's still bouncing back. So I don't know what's going on internally to make it do that. Mm-hmm. So I need to dig in a little bit deeper and figure out why. Because I
looked at the email that I sent to you today to see, make sure that email address
yep.
is correct.
So the original one that was sent to me was not correct. And then there was a follow-up email that you had sent to the entire group that contained the correct email. Because the one that you sent had like Todd /McNall,
yeah, that's,
but then,
yeah.
So we got it moved to the new one, so it's kind of, I don't know, something's going
sometimes
on, but.
What you have to do is delete everything.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because it tends to want to grab a memory.
Yeah, so I'll have to talk to IT.
Delete it all and just start off. Just,
I haven't had people in Tribe Hattery who are pulling my name up and it's showing my University of Iowa address, but they don't realize it, so.
Sure, yep.
All right.
So
well, when I do yours, it always pulls up that one poster from about 20 years ago. This is all recorded, isn't it?
Okay, in the interest of potentially getting done fairly early on a holiday, any announcements? We had an announcement during public comment period that Save Sierra Heritage is having a get-together at the History Center tomorrow at 5:30, I believe, so that was already mentioned. Any other announcements related to preservation history that anybody would like to bring up? Or? Oh, yes. I'm sure you guys heard of the C-SPAN network is coming to Cedar Rapids this week. And they are going to feature Cedar Rapids on the national network, and specifically its history. And I think other people in the city got contacted about this. The next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls about working with C-SPAN to tell them about the history. So I know I'm going to be doing at least a two-hour video tour of Cedar Rapids with the C-SPAN folks next Tuesday. We have an event scheduled at the library Tuesday afternoon. Public library, I think it's closer to 4:35, something like that. The mayor will be making some comments. I'll be making a few comments. And it's a great way to get a national exposure for Cedar Rapids and its history. And so apparently all this is going to be shown. They're producing all this stuff next week, and they're going to be in town starting on the 16th, on Saturday, this Saturday. And then they will be having this on national television on C-SPAN on March 16th and 17th. So I think it's just a great opportunity to showcase Cedar Rapids to the world. So apparently they're going around the country showcasing certain cities that might not normally be showcased.
And C-SPAN, they have to do it when buried under 5 feet of sand.
I know. I wish they'd be here in the summer too. Yeah.
And what is the purpose of the get together where you're making comments and the mayor's making comments? Is that just something for kind of introducing that's coming in? That's coming in?
Oh, we got the press release right here.
Are you on the game? I just
curious. No, it's. I didn't bring my glasses here, but it's. It's like a public announcement that they're in town and they're here and you're going to see them. And
that's C-SPAN with sports. It's not.
What?
That's ESPN.
No, it's not ESPN. It's not. Yeah,
so no. What do they normally do? Stuff like this?
Well, why don't you tune into them and see what they have? So it's like,
people want to listen to a set of people.
I think it's a pretty cool thing. It sounds like we talked to a lot of people in the city beyond me, so, and in the community. Yeah.
Can I move to adjournment now?
Okay. That's nice. Good. Second. All in favor of adjournment at 5:17 p.m.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
So, thank you.
I think it's June, 15th, 16th.
Do we meet for the asset meeting?